It has been said that one cannot think well, love well, or sleep well if one has not dined well. This food for thought is something that does not escape Wayne Bourgeois, who through Island Health works with some of the Cowichan community's most vulnerable and disenfranchised people on a daily basis. To mark the milestone of his 65th trip around the sun, Bourgeois is organizing the 65 and Feeding Lives fundraiser for the Cowichan Valley Basket Society, which will be held at Duncan's Providence Farm on August 15 from 6 to 10 p.m. I'm pretty fortunate to do the work that I do in the valley, which has allowed me to make friends and incredible connections here in the community, said Bourgeois. Once seeing the needs of CVBS, I wanted to use this milestone birthday as an opportunity to give back to my community. Bourgeois had the opportunity to connect with Basket Society manager Henry Wickerink through the work he does with the Substance Use Integrated Team in Duncan. We do a lot of work with the homeless and disenfranchised population in the valley, and the food bank happens to be one of our regular daily stops, said Bourgeois. In a nutshell, the needs are big, said Wickerink. Each month through the hamper program, CVBS is able to assist Cowichan residents experiencing food insecurity with over $100,000 worth of food. We are only able to do this because of the many donations we receive. Grocery stores giving us great discounts on food we buy, and the £30,000 each month in food recovery which we receive from local grocers, farmers and other food producers. I have known Wayne for a while, and we are so excited and thankful that he is willing to use his birthday celebration to plan a fundraiser for the Cowichan Valley Basket Society, said Wickerink. CVBS is based on donations, and every little bit helps us to buy more food. It is such an honor and pleasure to work with individuals who want to do some fundraising for us. Giving back is something that Bourgeois has felt compelled to do in every place he's ever worked and lived. Originally from Montreal, while living in Calgary, Bourgeois started a youth mentor program where people in the city's business community were partnered with at-risk youth. To raise awareness for the cause, in 1997 he took 5 street kids and cycled from Calgary to Vancouver. After living on the mainland for a while and with a growing desire to leave big city life behind, Bourgeois and his wife found the perfect spot to set down roots in Cowichan Bay in 2007. A few years later, in 2010, he turned the focus of his career from child welfare to adult mental health. He recently became affectionately known in the community as one of the Brain Twins through the Cowichan Brain Institute Society when he and Ron Pache pedaled across Canada to raise awareness around brain injury. He can testify to the generosity of the community with how they responded to the Road to Recovery fundraiser he did alongside Pache to support CBIS in 2023. 65 and Feeding Lives will be a burger and beer fundraiser, which Save on Foods will be donating the burgers and buns for. If making a difference for those in need isn't already music to one's ears, attendees will certainly get an earful of entertainment as DJs fire up beats and Rabbit Hole Records crew spin up a good time as they share the stage with local bands A Walls and Yoke, as well as solo artist Gavin Rockall. I'm so honored that people are willing to volunteer their time to do this, recognizing that it will be a fun event, while also wanting to give back to the community, said Bourgeois. I'm just so appreciative with all of the acts coming on board for this cause. Tickets are $50, which include your burger and beer, a night of great entertainment, as well a ticket for the raffle to win an array of prizes. Bourgeois said he is also fortunate to have community member Norm Jackson to MC the event. All attendees are encouraged to bring non-perishable food items, which, along with all monetary donations, will go to CVBS. Tickets are available at CVBS, 5810 Garden Street, Duncan. I'd be really happy if we could raise $5,000, but of course would be even happier if we could raise more, said Bourgeois. For more information on the event or how to get involved, email Wayne at 65andfeedinglives@outlook.com.